Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week and month as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. We're going to start off with a performance at the North Carolina Museum of Art. The North Carolina Museum of Art is located at 2010 Blue Ridge Road, and that's in Raleigh. And their phone number for ticket information is 919-839-6262. On Saturday, June 15th, Glenn Hansford will be performing at the North Carolina Museum of Art at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $35 for reserved seats and $30 if you're a member of the museum, $24 for general admission and $19 if you're a member, and $12 for ages 7 through 18, general admission only, and children 6 and under are free for general admission only. Glenn Hansard last appeared on the Park Theater stage in 2010 with Markita Irglova as The Swell Season. The two rocketed to fame following the hit indie film Once, which was loosely based on Hansard's life as a street musician in Dublin. Hansard and Irglova starred in the movie and wrote and performed the music that was central to the story. Their composition, Falling Slowly, won the Oscar for Best Original Song, which they memorably performed at the Academy Awards ceremony. But Hansard's exceptional and soulful songwriting and performing style was established earlier as the frontman of the popular Irish band The Frames, with whom he recorded many albums and still performs. A devotee of Dylan, Leonard Cohen, and Van Morrison, he released his first solo album, Rhythm and Repose, last year to critical acclaim. Quote from the New York Times says, Glenn Hansard is a gifted, emotive frontman who sings as if he must, with a heart on his sleeve that is constantly throbbing. And NPR Music says, Hansard can still make the rafters shake. Again, Glenn Hansard is performing at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Saturday, June 15th at 7:30 p.m. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-839-6262. At Goodnight's Comedy Club, Josh Blue will be performing June 6th through June 8th. Goodnight's Comedy Club is located in downtown Raleigh at 861 West Morgan Street. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-828-5233. Josh Blue has been a fast-rising star since first appearing on Comedy Central's Mind of Manisha before gaining the attention and endearment of the country as a favorite on NBC's Last Comic Standing. Josh is a diverse and triumphant individual, hilarious stand-up comedian, standout guest star on television, talented artist, and stellar U.S. Paralympic soccer player, refusing to bow to any challenges that come from living with cerebral palsy. Blue jokes, I realize that people are going to stare, so I want to give them something to stare at. Josh uses his incredible sense of humor and versatile persona to defy stereotypes and to encourage others to overcome their preconceived notions about people who are considered disabled. His unique brand of reverse teasing affords him the great joy of humbling, condescending people. Josh's stand-up performance at the 2004 Las Vegas Comedy Festival earned him $10,000 as grand prize winner of the Royal Flush Comedy Competition. He has appeared on NBC, MSNBC, Fox News, and Fox Sportsnet. In 2005, Josh emerged as a major force on the college circuit with main stage showcases that garnered rave reviews and helped earn him a nomination for Best Diversity Event of 2006 by APCA. A Lewis and Clark College programmer remarked, not only did Josh Blue receive a standing ovation, but he was the funniest comedian of the entire three-day convention. From comedy clubs and theater engagements to college campuses and corporate events, wherever he takes the stage, Josh elicits a widely appreciative crowd response. His uncanny ability to improvise with any audience, coupled with comedic timing rarely found in a performer of his age, has enabled Josh to rapidly develop a fan base across the country. Again, Josh Blue will be performing June 6th through June 8th at Goodnight's Comedy Club. For ticket information, again, that number is 919-828-5233. At the Cocoa Booth Amphitheater on June 8th, the North Carolina Symphony Series presents the Classical Music Tour. Backed by popular demand, the orchestra will once again host the Fab Four as part of the Classical Mystery Tour, which celebrates the 45th anniversary of the release of the Beatles' White Album. Guest conductor Martin Herman will lead the North Carolina Symphony and the Classical Mystery Tour Band with some of the greatest Beatles tunes ever, such as I Am the Walrus, Eleanor Rigby, and Penny Lane, along with beautiful ballads such as The Long and Winding Road and Yesterday. The symphony guarantees the audience will love it. Carrie Booth Amphitheaters offers a dramatic backdrop for music, as well as costume contests, instruments used, picnics, games, and prizes, and so much more. Gates will open for this performance at 5 p.m., and the concert starts at 7:30 p.m. Ticket prices, $35 for table seats and $33 for lawn tickets. All prices will increase by $2 the day of the event, and kids 12 and under are free. The Music of Radiohead Meets Brahms, the North Carolina Symphony Special, and this performance will take place on June 5th at the Mimendi Concert Hall, which is located at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, and that's located at 2 East South Street in downtown Raleigh. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-996-8700. Music from Radiohead's landmark album OK Computer meets Brahms' First Symphony when the North Carolina Symphony performs this new mashup created by conductor Steve Hackman. Food trucks will be present before the concert, and come early to enjoy some delicious food before partaking in this amazing music event. Again, this performance at the Mimendi Concert Hall is June 5th at 8 p.m., and tickets are $20. On June 7th, also at the Mimendi Concert Hall, Video Games Live from the North Carolina Symphony, another special. Music from the greatest video games of all time performed live with the North Carolina Symphony, featuring Mario, Zelda, Halo, Warcraft, Final Fantasy, Metal Gear Solid, Sonic, Kingdom Hearts, Pokemon, Super Smash Bros., Skyrim, Chrono Trigger, Chrono Cross, and many more, including the classic arcade medley and the Tetris Opera. Described by the Washington Post as ingenious and fantastic and a feast for the eyes and ears by the Seattle Times, Video Games Live is an award-winning concert event that features beautiful symphonic arrangements of music from the most popular video games of all times, along with synchronized video footage on three giant screens, plus lighting and electronic percussion. The mixture of live action, interactive segments, and stirring musical themes creates an explosive, one-of-a-kind entertainment experience. Exciting pre- and post-concert activities include costume contests, Guitar Hero competition, prize giveaways, interactive game demos, and meet and greet with top game composers. The showtime for this, again, is June 7th at 8 p.m., and tickets for this range from $35 to $80. Again, for ticket information for the North Carolina Symphony at Mimendi Concert Hall, you can call them at 919-996-8700. On June 20th, the North Carolina Symphony presents the Jerry Garcia Symphonic Celebration featuring Warren Haynes. The North Carolina Symphony will present a new symphonic project celebrating the life and work of American musical icon Jerry Garcia, featuring roots rock legend and Asheville native Warren Haynes, Thursday, June 20th at 8 p.m. at the Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh. The Raleigh appearance is the tour's only concert date in North Carolina. This groundbreaking orchestral adventure features Garcia's storied original compositions as well as classic interpretations of timeless standards that were hallmarks of Garcia and the Grateful Dead shows. Renowned vocalist-guitarist Warren Haynes, the Allman Brothers Band, Government Mule, and the Grateful Dead will collaborate with the North Carolina Symphony, lending its soul-soaked, introspective blend of rock, blues, R&B, and jazz to Garcia's masterworks. Tickets to the Jerry Garcia Symphonic Celebration featuring Warren Haynes range from $29 to $75. For more information, you can go to the North Carolina Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org or call at 919-733-2750, and toll free, that number is 877-627-6724. The Red Hat Amphitheater is located adjacent to the Raleigh Convention Center. The address is 500 South McDowell Street in downtown Raleigh. At DPAC on June 8th at 8 p.m., Anthony Hamilton, special guest Eric Benet, and Marcus Canty will be performing. Soul fans are in for a treat when the Soul for Summer Tour featuring Anthony Hamilton and special guest Eric Benet and Marcus Canty come June 8th as part of the Cool Summer Nights at DPAC. Fans began paying attention to Anthony Hamilton in 2002 when he sang the infectious hook on Nappy Roots' Po'Folks. That performance netted the singer the first of 10 Grammy nominations for the Best Rap Sung Collaboration. More recently, his arresting voice provided the perfect accompaniment to Jill Scott's earthy vocals on the captivating duet So in Love. Their dynamic pairing also set a record, 18 weeks at number one on the Billboard's Urban AC chart. His fourth studio album, Back to Love, debuted at number 12 on the Billboard 200 chart, selling over 63,000 copies the first week. This was his follow-up to the 2008 gold-certified number one debuting album, The Point of It All. The Charlotte, North Carolina native's resume also includes performing a virtual duet of Buon Natale alongside Nat King Cole for the Nat King Cole Holiday Collection and a cameo appearance in the 2007 Oscar-nominated film American Gangster starring Denzel Washington. Hamilton also performed that soundtrack's lead song, the Diane Warren Penn Do You Feel Me, while his songs Struggle No More and Can't Let Go appeared on Daddy's Little Girl soundtrack. R&B crooner and actor Eric Benet has successfully released 6 albums and was also nominated for a 2012 Grammy Award for Best Traditional R&B Performance for his single Sometimes I Cry. He also has been active as an actor and most recently starred in his first lead role in the feature film Trinity Goodheart. Additionally, Eric has a recurring role on the television program For Your Love, which aired 1998 to 2002, and made his film debut alongside Mariah Carey in Glitter in 2001. Marcus Cantys, the 21-year-old who won Hearts of America on Fox's X Factor talent show. In 2009, Canty was chosen over hundreds of high school seniors across the nation by the National Foundation for the Advancement of the Arts Young Art, which recognizes and supports America's most talented 15 to 18-year-olds in the visual, literary, and performing arts, and was inducted into the organization. All guests for this performance require a ticket regardless of age. No one under the age of 5 will be admitted into the theater, and as all performances at DPAC, children must be able to sit quietly in their own seat without disturbing other guests. To better serve DPAC concert fans in the primary market area, online sales to this event will be restricted to residents of North Carolina. Online orders by residents outside of this approved sales area will be canceled without notice and refunds given. If you live outside the approved sales area or using a credit card with a billing address outside of this area, you can still purchase tickets by calling the DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787. Kevin James will be performing at DPAC on June 5th. Working class funny man Kevin James will be back returning to DPAC this summer following his 2012 sellout show. Backed by popular demand, Kevin comes armed with classic bits and all new material for another big night of laughs. Kevin James is a producer, co-writer, and star of the hit comedies Paul Blart, Mall Cop, Zookeeper, and his latest films, Here Comes the Boom. James starred with Adam Sandler in Columbia Pictures' blockbuster Grown Ups and I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry. He broke into the film world in 2005 in Columbia Pictures' Hitch, starring opposite Will Smith. The King of Queens, which premiered in 1998, ran for 9 seasons on CBS with James starring and executive producing, and it garnered him an Emmy nomination in 2006 for Outstanding Lead Actor in a Comedy Series. In 2001, James brought his stand-up act to TV with Sweat the Small Stuff, a 1-hour comedy special for Comedy Central. In 2005, Kevin James and Ray Romano executive produced and starred in the HBO sports special Making the Cut, The Road to Pebble Beach, a documentary about the Pebble Beach Pro-Am golf tournament that was nominated for a Sports Emmy. All guests require a ticket regardless of age, and no one under the age of 5 will be admitted to the theater. Same thing as the last performance, to better serve the DPAC concert area. In their primary market area, online sales will be restricted to residents of North Carolina. Again, DPAC is located at 123 Vivian Street in downtown Durham. And for ticket information, again, that phone number is 919-680-2787. Coming up at the North Carolina Theater, we have Emmanuel and special guest Bo Lenkew Friday, June 7th at 8 p.m. 2-time Grammy nominee Tommy Emmanuel is one of Australia's most respected musicians. The legendary guitarist has a professional career that spans 5 decades and continues to intersect with some of the finest musicians throughout the world. A household name in his native Australia, Tommy has garnered hundreds of thousands of loyal fans worldwide. Tommy's unique style, he simply calls it finger style, is akin to playing guitar the way a pianist plays piano, using all 10 fingers. Rather than using a whole band for melody, rhythm, bass, and drum parts, Tommy plays all that and more on one guitar. Guitar legend Chet Atkins was one of the first to inspire Emmanuel to try this finger-picking style as a child. Decades later, Atkins himself became one of Emmanuel's biggest fans. And Tommy Emmanuel will be performing at the Carolina Theater in Durham with special guest Bo Langkagnew Friday, June 7th and 8 p.m. Tickets for this are $29.50 to $39.50, and for ticket information, you can call them at 919-560-3030. The Carolina Theater is located at 309 West Morgan Street, again in downtown Durham. Also coming up at the Carolina Theater on Thursday, June 6th at 8 p.m., the Hot Tuna Acoustic Tour with special guest Jill Sobel. Featuring Woodstock alumni, Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, and Jefferson Airplane founding members Jack Cassidy and Jorma Kokkonen, the band celebrates over four decades of playing together. They remain one of the most innovative bands in American music. In the mid-1960s, Jorma was asked to audition to play guitar for a new band that was forming in San Francisco. Though an acoustic player at heart, he grew interested in the electronic gadgetry that was beginning to make an appearance in the popular music scene, particularly in a primitive processor brought to the audition by a fellow named Ken Kesey. Jorma decided to join the band, and soon thereafter he summoned his young friend from Washington, who now played the bass. Thus was created the unique then-and-now sound that was the Jefferson Airplane. Jorma even contributed the band's name, drawn from a nickname a friend had for the blues playing Jorma. Jack's experience as a lead guitarist led to the style of bass playing, which took the instrument far beyond its traditional role. While in the Jefferson Airplane, putting together the soundtrack of the 60s, Jorma and Jack remained loyal to the blues, jazz, bluegrass, and folk influences of small clubs and larger venues they had learned from years before. Again, the Hot Tuna Acoustic Tour is at the Carolina Theater with special guest Jill Sobel, Thursday, June 6th at 8 p.m. Tickets for this performance are $31 to $46. And again, the Carolina Theater is located at 309 West Morgan Street in downtown Durham. Also at the Carolina Theater, Tracy Morgan will have a performance Wednesday, June 5th at 8 p.m. Tickets for this performance are $36 to $56. Tracy Jamal Morgan is an American comedian who is best known for his 8 seasons as a cast member on Saturday Night Live and is currently known for playing the role of Tracy Jordan on the NBC series 30 Rock. Tracy Morgan's recurring SNL characters include Bronx resident Dominican Lou, Reggie Owens of Juan and Owens, ex-porn stars, Good Morning with Liza sidekick Captain Moncler Van Housen III, Tate Witherspoon of the tough-talking law firm Russell and Tate, and Judge Judy Bailiff Burt. He has performed impressions of Maya Angelou, Marion Barry, Cuba Gooding Jr., Tito Jackson, Star Jones, Marion Suge Knight, William the Refrigerator Perry, Della Reese, Busta Rhymes, Mr. T, Mike Tyson, Maxine Waters, Thelma Weston, Reggie White, and Tiger Woods' father Earl. Born and raised in New York City, Morgan is a stand-up comedian and sketch comedy player who has worked the national stand-up comedy circuit while appearing on several television programs over the last several years. In January 2000, Tracy Morgan appeared as the main character in a music video for the single Notorious, which featured Puff Daddy and Lil' Kim. Tracy Morgan's film credits include Half-Baked, A Thin Line Between Love and Hate. His television appearances include Apollo Comedy Hour, Def Comedy Jam, Entertainment Tonight, Martin, The Rosie O'Donnell Show, Showtime at the Apollo, Snaps, Uptown Comedy Club, and The View. Again, Tracy Morgan is performing Wednesday, June 5th at 8 p.m. at the Carolina Theater. And finally, for ticket information, you can call them at 919-560-3030. It's time for some upcoming performances with Pinecone. Jake Shimabukuro will be performing also at the Carolina Theater Saturday, June 8th at 8 p.m. Tickets are $27 to $29 for Pinecone members, $32 to $34 for the general public. And to purchase tickets for this performance, you can call them at 919-664-8302. Ukulele virtuoso Jake Shimabukuro returns to North Carolina for a special concert at the Carolina Theater of Durham. His past shows in Raleigh have all had a waiting list when he performed at the 600-seat Fletcher Theater, and Pinecone is excited to bring him to a hall that can seat more people while maintaining an intimate atmosphere. This year alone, he has performed on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Rolling Stone Live, A Prairie Home Companion, and CNN's The Next List. His newest album, entitled A Grand Ukulele, was produced by Alan Parsons, The Beatles' Abbey Road and Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. This new project incorporates standalone solo tracks and beautiful orchestra selections recorded at Nashville's famed RCA Studio and a band anchored by drummer Simon Phillips, who has performed with The Who and Toto. On this new LP, he infuses his buoyant musicianship and brisk proficiency, and that's a quote from the New York Times, with the rock and roll technique that has earned him the title of Jimi Hendrix of the ukulele, and that's a quote by guitar player. He has defied the limitations of four-string, two-octave instrument with his astonishing covers of While My Guitar Gently Weeps. 10 million views on YouTube, and also his covers of Bohemian Rhapsody. Again, Jake Shimabukuro will be performing Saturday, June 8th at the Carolina Theater. And to get your tickets, you can call them at 919-664-8302. Sparky and Rhonda Rucker, Heroes in Hard Times, will be performing Sunday, June 9th at 3 p.m. at the Daniels Auditorium, which is located in the North Carolina Museum of History, 5 East Edington Street in downtown Raleigh. This performance is free and open to the public, but a free ticket is required, and doors will open at 2:45 for this performance. Sparky and Rhonda Rucker's Heroes in Hard Times, American History Through Song and Story, include songs and stories relating to slavery, the Underground Railroad, the Civil War, the westward migration, the birth of the blues, and the Civil Rights Movement. Sparky and Rhonda tell the history of America by singing the songs and telling the stories of their ancestors. The Ruckers perform a variety of early American music, including slave spirituals, Underground Railroad songs, and Civil War songs, incorporating blues-style harmonica and bottleneck blues guitar. While you're at the museum, look for the Freedom Coming, Freedom for All exhibit, which is a panel exhibit which includes the official preliminary Emancipation Proclamation on a one-month loan from the National Archives in Washington, D.C. that was signed by President Abraham Lincoln. Admission to both the exhibit and the concert are free, and again, that'll take place Sunday, June 9th, 3 p.m. at the Daniels Auditorium at the North Carolina Museum of History. Big Medicine will be performing Sunday, June 2nd at 5 p.m. at the East Carroll Joyner Park, located at 701 Harris Road in Wake Forest. The rain site will be the Flaherty Community Center Gym, located at 1226 North White Street, also in Wake Forest. This performance is free and open to the public. Big Medicine consistently serves up a powerful, deep-rooted, old-time mountain music, early-style bluegrass, original songs, and fresh arrangements. One of the most influential old-time bands in the American traditional music scene since 1999, Big Medicine has released 3 critically acclaimed albums and has performed for concerts, dances, and festivals across the U.S. and overseas. Members of the band, all veteran multi-instrumentalists and singers, are some of the most highly regarded contemporary performers of American traditional music. From the stage of A Prairie Home Companion, Garrison Keillor said of Big Medicine, "That's how string band music is supposed to sound. Absolutely effortless. They are just a great band. I love this band." Since their formation in 1999, this band has become one of the most accomplished string bands in North Carolina Piedmont. Multi-instrumentalists Joe Newberry, Bob Head, Kenny Jackson, and Linnell Davis are considered master interpreters of traditional material. The individual members of Big Medicine boast impressive resumes as well. Big Medicine, again, is performing Sunday, June 2nd at 5 p.m. at the East Carroll Joyner Park at 701 Harris Road in Wake Forest, and again, that rain site will be the Flaherty Community Center Gym at 1226 North White Street in Wake Forest, and this performance is free and open to the public. Erin McDermott will be performing Saturday, June 15th at 6 p.m. at the Sertoma Amphitheater, Bond Park, located at 801 High House Road in Cary, and the rain site is the Kiwanis Shelter at Bond Park at the same address. And this performance is free as well. Singer-songwriter Erin McDermott comes to Central North Carolina from her home in Central Vermont to share her original heartfelt songs that tell stories of life, longing, and love, personal tales with universal themes. McDermott showcased at the IBMA World of Bluegrass in 2012, and she has collaborated ACM Fiddle Player of the Year Stuart Duncan, IBMA Guitarist of the Year Brian Sutton, and Grammy Award winner Tim O'Brien, among others, on her debut solo album, Time to Go. O'Brien says of her music, Erin McDermott writes short stories and song about small-town life in Vermont. Her characters come alive in the songs, and you get to know these real people by the time the second chorus comes around. With a voice as strong and uniquely expressive as her lyrics, Erin is a songwriter to watch in the coming years. Again, she will be performing Saturday, June 15th at 6 p.m., and this performance is free at the Sertoma Amphitheater in Bond Park, located at 801 High House Road in Cary. Some events coming up this week. Saturday, June 1st, Tommy Edwards will be at the Roost in Farrington Village in Pittsburgh. Their phone number is 919-542-1239. Patty Griffin will be performing at the Haw River Ballroom at Saxapaha, and there is no phone number for them, but there is a website at thehawriverballroom.com. Lindsay Liu and the Flatbellies will be performing 40 Acre House Concert at the Five Oaks Clubhouse in Durham. And again, for information, you can contact them at tickets at 40acres.org. The morning after, Dark Water Rising will be performing at the Poor House Music Hall in Raleigh. And you can call them at 919-821-1120. And again, all those performances are Saturday, June 1st. On Wednesday, June 5th, The Moon and You will be performing at Irregardless Cafe in Raleigh. Phone number 919-833-8898. On Thursday, June 6th, the Grass Cats will be at Max Tavern in Cary, phone number 919-467-4114. The Michael Rankin Stagg will be at the Golden Belt in Durham, phone number 919-967-7700. The Carolina Still, Sarah Shook and the Devil will be at the Poorhouse Music Hall in Raleigh. Their phone number is 919-821-1120. Lynn Blakely and Eki Hines will be at the Weaver Street Market in Hillsboro. Phone number 919-245-5050. And Dove Bobcat will be at the Roost in Farrington Village in Pittsboro. Phone number 919-542-1239. And all of those performances are on Thursday, June 6th. And we have run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you listen again next time, and I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.